Alrighty, so I'm sure you've heard. You've heard of.
Sorry,
that's okay. You've heard of the Texas law that's making women buy rape insurance.
No, what?
Oh God, listen to this. So it says,
enlighten me.
This is from August 17th. Just this week, Greg Abbott signed into law a bill that prohibits health insurance companies from covering elective abortions of any kind. And this includes insurance plans on the Obamacare exchanges and even private employer-based plans. So basically, they have to buy separate insurance. And the article said it's about economic violence against women, forcing them to pay additional out-of-market premiums just to protect themselves in the event of an already horrifying scenario of sexual assault. In essence, the law forces women to find what Rep. Turner has described as rape insurance, or they suffer the potentially harrowing consequences. So I've been seeing this story floating around, and it just makes me so angry. And this is exactly what I've been thinking, as far as, like, this is the kind of thing that gets buried in a Trump administration.
Well, of course.
Even though, you know, I think I've been posting it around and sharing it on feminist pages. It's you know, overshadowed by all the Trump crazy. But this is the kind of thing we're going to be dealing with in a Pence world. So I think that, you know, it's important to start talking about these things, because we can't let the crazy of Trump overshadow all the shit that's happening to women.
You right.
Know, I mean, and
I'm glad you bring it up, because, you know, like, this is so important to me. And I almost feel like, oh my God, it's had to take a back seat to all the other crazy that's happening. But this is the kind of thing that we have to, you know, you're so great about staying on top of these things. And I know it's what you do. It's who you are. And you've got such a huge following that when you put that out there to people, it's what keeps it going. And it's what keeps it on the forefront. You know, you and many others who do this. But yeah, this is the world we will live in if Pence is, heaven forbid, our president. And so we have to fight, you know, we have to do what we can, volunteering for PP action and NARAL, and staying in touch with what those organizations are doing, and electing people who are absolutely on the pro-choice bandwagon. Mm-hmm. And that includes making sure that Democrats who don't believe in a woman's right to choose are never elected.
Right.
You know, this is our fight. This is our to the death fight, you know? Ugh.
Well, you know, this is how I feel about the Democrats and anti-choice Democrats. Okay, I don't think we can have or should have anti-choice Democrats. I think we can have Democrats who, just like Joe Biden and Tim Kaine, who out loud say, I don't believe in abortion, but I do believe in a woman's right to choose. So it's not my place or the government's place to tell a woman how she can conduct herself or what she's going to do with her body. It's just that my personal beliefs dictate that, blah, 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 blah. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. As long as they vote for legislation to keep choice and to let women have, you know, because it's not just about women. It's about women and men. It's about everybody involved in pregnancy and parenting. So I don't, you know, if the Democrats want to come out and say, hey, look, we're not going to close our door. I mean, I hate the term pro-life, because it makes it sound like, you know, oh, we're pro-death. Of course, we're not pro-death. and I am pro-abortion, in that I'm pro for, you know, the idea of, if you want an abortion, you should be able to have an abortion. That doesn't mean I'm excited about abortion or think it's awesome. I mean,
I think
it's awesome
to have one.
Yeah, it's awesome that you have the opportunity to have one, as opposed to being forced to have a child you don't want. But who the hell wants to have a root canal? You know, but I'm certainly grateful that root canals exist, and I'm pro root canal. So it's the same logic goes into
to abortion. Colonoscopy.
You know, yeah, exactly. I mean, they're not pleasant things to endure, but you know, if you're grateful for the opportunity, if you don't want to have a kid for any reason.
Correct.
And that leads me into the, so I have a question for you, and I'd like to see how, of course I have, you know me, I have a strong opinion. So I want to hear what your opinion is on the idea of abortion on demand. What do you think of when you hear that, and what are your thoughts?
Well, it trivializes it, is what that says to me. On demand is when I want to watch Game of Thrones, episode 4, season 3. You know what I'm saying? And I go pick up my remote. Abortion on demand. Abortion is not anyone's pleasure, ever. It is something that, thank God we have that choice now, because sometimes it's a necessary action. And sometimes it's you know what, I don't want to have a third kid and I wasn't planning on getting pregnant, so I'm going to have an abortion. But on demand, I think that trivializes it. You're asking me how that term resonates with me and what I feel. Yeah, I don't like it.
The reason I ask is because I saw, I saw that out there, and I actually posted it once, just like something like abortion on demand, no questions or whatever I said. And then I got all kinds, and the way I viewed it was, it's not anybody else's business. So if I want to have abortion, I can have one. I see what you're saying, but the way I took it was, let me decide how I'm going to do what, you know, choose what I want for my own body.
And I'm with you on that. It's just, as somebody who has had an abortion, it was so emotionally painful for me. But at the same time, I had to do it.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to have a life, and I wanted to be able to make the choice when I was good and ready to have a child that I could then provide for and be a decent parent to.
Yeah.
And that's questionable now. But I'm just saying, when I did that, like, on demand makes it, like I just said, it just sort of trivializes it. But hey, I'll tell you what, if I found myself pregnant right now, I'd have to weigh my options. I won't either, because when
it's all over for me.
Yeah. Well,
which I'm grateful for, but
I mean, I'm not shopping for pregnancy tests. I'm like, I'm heading over to the Depends aisle soon. Like, literally, like, this is not, I'm kidding. But I'm just saying, if I were faced with that now, I mean, like, this shouldn't even, you know, the fact that we have to defend ourselves in wanting to be able to make this choice if we ever needed to, or if my daughter finds herself pregnant as a teenager, I know what I'm going to advise. And that choice, I really hope that it's around if that situation ever arises.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And women, in the case of rape, women who are struggling to raise families and can't miss work and can't, or are in danger of losing their jobs if they took maternity leave for a child they didn't plan for. Like, we shouldn't have to justify ourselves in our circumstances. This is our choice. And if I choose to have it, so be it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And there's the idea too that sometimes when I post about abortion, I see people, especially men, love to chime in on this, but they like to say, oh, well, it should only be available up to a certain point. Nobody should be having late-term abortions. Well, first of all, doctors aren't going to tell an 8-month pregnant woman, sure, like there's like a woman who's 7 or 8 months pregnant isn't going to walk into a doctor's office and go, you know what, I just changed my mind, I don't want this kid. That
Correct.
Never happens.
No. And what doctor does that? Does that even?
No, doctors don't even do that.
Right.
So it's not even like, and you know, people like to act like, you know, women are murdering their babies and they've got this like fully developed fetus inside of them that can now you know, if she had a C-section, it could live. Women are not choosing to abort at that time. So that's not even a real issue. It's just an argument to be made. And men who don't completely understand what's happening use this argument. I mean, these are progressive men saying, well, I think there should be a limit because blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know what? This is what I think. I think it's none of your fucking business. And women should be able to abort whenever they want to, as long as the doctor is okay with it. After, you know, I think it should just like be what Roe v. Wade is all about. It should be up to the woman and her doctor, because mm-hmm. I don't think any doctor would just, you know, abort a seven. I don't think a woman's going to come in at 7 months or a doctor's going to abort at 7 months. It's just, it's not going to happen. So let everybody figure it out for themselves and stop interfering. Because this is just about control. It's about nothing else. Everybody's so fucking concerned about this fetus, but they're not concerned about the water in Flint. They're not concerned about kids who are starving and don't have enough food that are alive and in the world. They're so concerned with the freaking fetus. And it's just, it's all about control. And it makes me so angry every time I think about it. And, you know, and if you say abortion on demand or, you know, leave it, they act like you're being some kind of...
killer.
Yeah, like some brutal killer who hates children. And it's like, it's just so stupid and it makes me really angry. And I'm so sick of it. And it's, you know, this is just something we're going to have to really, we're going to have to be arguing this a lot when we have President Pence. We're going to have to, as pro-choice feminists, argue with other progressives about this, because the war on women is going to escalate. It's gonna be hot again in a big way. It was hot for a long time, and then obviously Trump came along. I mean, even when we had Obama, but the war on women was raging. So it's gonna come back with a vengeance. And you know, during this Trump administration, with all of the shit that is happening to women and being taken away from them that we're not really hearing about, it's just gonna be compounded in the Pence administration. So I think we have to be primed and ready to battle online, and we need to just, like, there's no wavering, absolutely no wavering. This is completely unacceptable.
Right.
So right. There you go. Mm-hmm. There's my big abortion speech.
Yeah, that's my number one.
That's just the thing that really, I mean, I'm really preparing for that. Oh, I just don't even think about it. I mean, it's like I want Trump out, but I don't want to deal with what's going to happen with Pence.
That's why we have to win in 2018, because then Pence won't be able to get anything done.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, my husband's a lawyer, and he says that I was scared, and I said, are they going to overturn Roe v. Wade? Yeah. And he said, no. They're not. That isn't going to happen. You know, how he knows, I'm not sure.
Right.
But that would be a huge feat, and I just don't see that happening. But we also need our liberal, or our, you know, the justices that vote the way we like, to stay alive.
Yeah, I know. Like Ruth, just stay alive.
Keep doing your calisthenics, baby. She's a tough.
Keep
bird.
Doing your planks.
And Kennedy, do not. I repeat, do not. Retire.
No.
Because wouldn't it be glorious if we in 2020 we elect a Democratic president who then turns around and just plops Merrick Garland right onto that Supreme Court?
Yeah, that would be really great. Or Obama. Oh. Can you imagine?
I mean, don't even get me going.
I know. All right.
Oh, can you even imagine?
That would really be awesome. But anyway, ooh. All right. Well, this is a wrap
God,
for today.
I love this music. Boom.
Some David Bowie. We're rebels with a cause.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody, and thanks, Stephanie. Talk to you
next
time.
Thank you, hon. Love it. Love it. Love it so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.